Lent is traditionally described as lasting for 40 days in commemoration of the 40 days, which according to the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Jesus spent fasting in the desert where he endured temptation by the devil. Reverend Charles Kosielek, CSC, tells us a brief history on Lent and how it came about. He first explains what would happen if you committed a sin.
Once you sinned, you were excommunicated. You were no longer part of the Christian community. And then it was reserved to the bishop to really more or less welcome them back. You wouldn't call it the church then, you would call it the Christian community.
Father Charles continues with what sins would get you excommunicated from the community and how they could be brought back into the community if they wanted.
There were three, and they were giving up the faith, committing murder, or breaking the marriage vow. And so then, in time, people would just, if they were excommunicated, they didn't ask to be brought back because, you know, they would do it if they were at the point of death to be once again brought into the church.
The 40 days of Lent are observed before Easter because in the early Christian community, new converts were received and baptized at Easter. Father Charles explains how the 40-day period of Lent came about.
It was a development over a period of time where when people had offended or excommunicated themselves for those major sins that I mentioned, bringing them back was reserved to the bishop. And then over a period of time, the Christian community kind of supporting them in their penance. And the penance was 40 days, and it was, as I said, sackcloth and ashes. But they were public, it was public. Everybody knew that these were penitent sinners. The Christian community, just in their prayer life, were praying in support of them in their reconciliation.
The meaning of Lent should be very important to the Catholic community because it gives a chance for the people to reflect on their lives.
It should mean to us the fact that it's a time that we take seriously to reflect on our life and to see what is our relationship in a very real sense with God and to come back to convert ourselves back. Now, it can take the form of prayer and it can take almsgiving or some penance, whatever you want, to kind of bring you in once again as part of the Christian community, because we not only offend God, but we offend all the members of the Christian community when we turn away from God, because our relationship with God affects other people, you know. So anyway, but Lent really is a time for us to seriously reflect. Now, it has gained over the years. People do that, as I said, for, you know, denying themselves, fasting. And that's not the big thing. It helps us, but it's not the big thing. The big thing is to kind of look at yourself, your spiritual life, and to see what that relationship is with God, and to, you know, kind of amend yourself. And, you know, so that you're living the fullness of the Christian community in relationship, you know, the fullness of God's presence in your life in relationship to the Christian community.
Ryan O'Donnell, a senior professional writing major and a member of the Cantoris Christi Regis, gave us his own interpretation of Lent as well.
It's about giving up things as Jesus gave for us. That's kind of the whole idea for it, you know. It's kind of like the time of sacrifice. And like Advent's kind of like an awaiting for Jesus. Now that Jesus is here, we're kind of anticipating his death. So we kind of like give up as he gives up. Because obviously he didn't want to die, but he had to because to save humanity.
During Lent, people have the opportunity to reflect on their lives and come together as a community. For WRKC News at 5, I'm Anthony Tallarito.